Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some forage options for the upcoming summer. Obviously, corn silage will be still our major focus as we move into the early summer months. So, what are you looking for as far as emergency crops? I do think you need to have a backup plan this year. Should we have a failure in our corn crop or even significantly reduced yields, you're going to still need to feed the dairy herd through the next year. So, here are some things that you might want to think about as backup plans. Obviously, wheat can be used as a forage crop if harvested correctly. Later in the summer, we could look at things like millet. Prior to that, think about sorghum crops, particularly on acres that might have been harvested for wheat. Sometimes if we have great moisture during the summer, we can get significant production following wheat as a second crop. Forage sorghums are helpful in that regard, and in some cases, maybe even short season corn can be an option. You're not going to get the tonnage that you get with our longer season varieties, but it will produce significant amount of forage and actually more than any other summer crop that we could grow. So don't be afraid to consider that. If you get partway into the summer, you have some wheat acres that you've harvested, we have ample moisture, or maybe you have a neighbor that's harvested wheat and would allow you to double crop on that. Don't be afraid to consider short season hybrid to increase your forage production for the year. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to carefully consider their options when it comes to forage crops this summer.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.